lay one step ahead of heartbreak, one step ahead of misery. One step is all I'd have to take. Backwards to be the same old fool for you I used to be. I'm only one step ahead of your arms, one kiss away from your sweet lips. I know I can't afford to stop for one moment, 'cause I'm just out of reach of your fingertips.
Listening to the Rap Radio Hour on WMFO Medford 91.5. Ellie, it's here. We'll be back in a sec. What's up? It's the Rap Radio Hour. We're back.
What's happening, Shadow, man?
You're listening to WMFO 91.5. Elliot is here. Let me put his mic on.
Hello.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hey, do you want to read a PSA?
Maybe.
Okay, try now.
Hello. Hello. Medford.
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 It's a little weird doing it at 2 p.m.
Yeah, it feels so strange. We're responsible now.
I'm really thrown off. There's no late night Monday hype. This is the Rap Radio Hour at 2 p.m., a very kid-friendly hour.
Yeah, there's going to be adults listening and children and hopefully hundreds of callers.
So here's a PSA for everybody. Yeah. Hold on. It's a little quiet in here. I know it's 2 p.m. Medford, but you can't escape it.
Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with...
Rap Radio Hour.
That's right, Medford.
Medford!
We can't yell, it's the middle of the afternoon.
Medford, hi, how are you?
Rap Radio Hour.
This is the dead Cambridge bicyclist PCA.
PSA.
Oh, PSA, sorry. Last year, two bicyclists were killed by motor vehicles in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and many more were injured. When you're driving, focus on the road and what's around you. Don't try to multitask other activities. And before opening the door, check for oncoming cyclists. Whether you're in a car, on a bike, or walking, don't be reckless about obeying safety and traffic laws. It really is a matter of life and death. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tusk Community Radio.
I almost
got doored the other day.
Oh, yeah.
On Boston Ave.
You're a frequent biker.
My home turf.
Oh, my gosh. Can I say God? I can say God.
So many stringent rules we have to obey. At 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m. Yeah, this is an excellent time.
We can do a raunchy Rap Radio Hour if we sub for somebody at 11.
Oh, yeah. We can bring back the good old days.
Yeah.
Hey, before they sold out with mainstream.
I had to clean it up for network news. Anyway, Medford.
Got so soulless. Let's play some 305.
Yeah, we'll play some music from the 305.
Florida.
So last night, Elliot and I saw Moonlight.
And it was good.
It was really good.
It was excellent, I would say.
And there's a lot of music in that movie, one of which is Aretha Franklin's One Step Ahead.
Did you know it when it was playing?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, okay, wow.
But there are also songs that I didn't know.
I'm surprised you didn't turn and talk to me and say, "Oh, I know that song."
So I don't want to be that guy. That's
like, I do. I am that guy. If I ever hear anything, I know.
So do you remember in one of the final scenes, the main character Chiron is driving in his car and he's playing a song that's sort of like a chopped and screwed version of a rap R&B song. Do you remember what I'm talking about? Where the voice is deeper. So I didn't. That was a really catchy musical part of the soundtrack. I liked it a lot, but mm-hmm. I didn't know the song. And it turns out it's the song by Jidenna called Classic Man. And there's a remix with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, wow.
So, it came out in 2015. So anyway, I'm going to play the original Classic Man and I'm going to pitch it down like they do in the movie and we'll see if it sounds good as well.
My name, calling all night. I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Darling,
live remix in the air.
This is what it sounded like in the movie, but a little bit, it was more lo-fi in the movie.
Oh yeah, I remember this now. Okay.
It was more, a little bit more reverb-y movie. All sorts of dials that we're trying to manipulate here.
A polished quality show. WMFO Metric. So what are the rules now that it's not safe harbor hours?
It was never safe harbor hours.
Whoa.
Just trying to do some live censoring here.
Maybe we shouldn't say it too loudly.
Do some quiet censoring here.
Yeah. The clean version. Yeah. okay words.
Yeah. I guess I could read along with the lyrics.
Could help, yeah. It's a really high energy remixing.
This lyric sheet is off. Anyway, that's a classic man by Jimena.
Yeah, we should. Yeah,
it's a good song.
It's a good song. I like how it's.
I like how it's slower.
Yeah,
honestly, it sounds better slower.
From the beginning. I don't know what they're thinking. Today, rap music is too fast-paced.
You think so? I mean, there's a whole bunch of people that would agree with you.
Yes, I do think so. I have many arguments to back it up.
There's a whole genre. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or if you're just being coy.
Mm-hmm.
Called Chopped and Screwed.
I am aware. Chopped and Screwed.
You slow down
and you put purple lean on it.
Yeah. You put. What's your favorite Chopped and Screwed remix? When I was in eighth grade, I used to make Chopped and Screwed remixes of songs, but I would do it in WavePad, which was sort of like Audacity, but there was only one track.
Wow.
So
simpler, you know.
And you couldn't slow things down. You could either pitch it down or you could slow it down. So I would have to do like X percent pitch and X percent slow to get it to sound right. And then I would like cut a part of the song and then paste it over to do a chop. It's a real laborious process.
Yeah, this is the original Chopped and Screwed. I don't have a favorite. People just tell me there's a Chopped and Screwed version of the song. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Then I listen to it and I don't like it ever.
Really? You don't like them?
No, but let's play one. What's your favorite?
So I think OG Ronci Chopped and Screwed a bunch of Drake songs.
Okay. Sounds good.
Let me find it. Yeah,
By the way, Medford, for those who don't know, we used to be at Mondays at midnight, and we've moved to this primo slot, this prime time.
Honestly, it wasn't my first choice.
What was your first choice?
I don't remember. I think it was like Mondays at 10 p.m. or something. That's it was like time. It was just like a slightly better time mm-hmm. than last. But you know, I don't do volunteer hours and
ever.
I just train.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not training this semester because why bother?
Why bother?
The last semester, Medford.
Smell you later, Medford.
I'll never be on the radio for another February 5th. This is the last February 5th.
Wow. We can say that for every day we do now, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Really counting it down. Let's see.
I'm going to be so sad on the last show. That's going to be depressing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be something special. We'll do Grammys. This is Drake's Grammys, Chopped and Screwed by OG Ronci.
Let's do it. Tell me how you really feel.
And I know it good enough that I think I can live censor it.
But they've chopped it up. I don't know.
Pull up and got so big that they try to hit me with both fines. Yeah. Hype Williams, Big Pippin, yeah, just like the old times. Same niggas from the old days. A lot of sides on the same side. OVO, we a gold mine. OVO, we a gold mine. OVO, we a gold mine. But I'm going go no time. Plat only. Better back on me. Hall of Fame. Like I'm shirt off, shorty. Whole city going crazy. Top five, no debating. And the whole city raved me. And I'm back inside the Matrix. And I said that we would make it. Ain't squad with some niggas from the basement. This ain't no matter long. We done really put some days in.
You are getting chopped, not slopped by OG Ronci and DJ Candlestick. They definitely deserve a Grammy for this.
You win the Grammy.
Sort of a cheap plug. Anyway, that was
we should get paid.
That was Grammys by Drake Chopped, not slopped.
Chopped, not slopped. By the way, I'm Elliot, and this is Grant. I don't know if we did that part already. I feel so out of my element. I can see the sun outside, and I got burned on the way here.
Yeah, I'm really thrown off as well. Look out the window, I could see things.
Like, you might have an actual audience.
It's a different time of day.
If you want to call in and talk about rap, it's 855-915-9636.
New phone number as well.
Yeah, new world.
What are some other songs from Moonlight that you liked?
I honestly can't remember any of them.
There was that that Hey Stranger song from sort of the climax.
Have you thought about the movie at all any more since we saw it? Have you changed your opinion or refined it at all?
Not really.
Mm.
Opinions stayed pretty much the same.
I thought some parts were slower than I would have liked.
Like what? It's Hello Stranger by Barbara Lewis.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that sort of was good.
Hello, stranger.
It did definitely make me think about an experience I will never ever have. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
I think
so
that's
far removed from me.
That's sort of the point.
Yeah,
it's very immersive in another world.
Yeah,
and it was filmed on location.
Was it? That's cool.
Like the guy that wrote the play that the movie is based on grew up in Liberty City.
Was that close to his experience?
Yeah, it's sort of a combination of the director and the writer's experiences, and that the project sort of like area where teenage Chiron lived with his mom, that was like filmed on location, and the director and the playwright both like lived right by there.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're like, it only took 3 weeks to film. They were just like, they just like showed up with a police escort and filmed there. And Naomi Harris, who played Chiron's mom, only filmed for 3 days. She did all of her scenes just like back to back.
Dang.
Yeah.
She was good. She was good. I was really impressed by the child actor who played Little.
Yeah?
I thought he did quite well. I guess he didn't have to do very much. Like,
he was supposed to be very dry and monotone.
Yeah.
He was very dry.
Although the one part where he was like, he asked like, do you sell drugs? And then just walked out, kind of like, I think he was supposed
to be... No, don't spoil it.
Oh, gosh. And there's that one part where that one thing happened. He's supposed to be kind of angry. He didn't really seem very angry.
I think that was sort of the point. He's very emotionally stunted because he doesn't have any real parents. Juan's like an authority figure. He's like a mentor that he looks up to. It's sort of hard for him to like get mad at someone that has power like that. Well, Juan's not his dad.
Oh.
He's like more mad at his mom than he is at Juan.
I guess so. But is the Aerophilian definitely an interesting combination of emotions? Because like, he was the only real caring authority figure he had.
Yeah.
But he also was like pretty responsible for his mother's addiction. You know?
I mean, that's why the movie's complex.
Complex, yeah. Good. Good stuff.
Any other good songs from the movie?
No.
I don't really remember much else.
No, yeah.
It was really those three.
That's about it.
Well, we can listen to some other music from the 305.
Pitbull!
Mr. 305. Elliot didn't know who Pitbull was.
I knew
night.
Who Pitbull was. All right. I've seen his picture. I know he's like abusive or whatever.
He's abusive?
Didn't he like, I don't know, wasn't he like an abusive person?
Maybe it's me that doesn't know who Pitbull is.
It's like all I know about him is like he's a bad person.
Well, it's sort of hard for me to play other music from the South Florida rap scene because a lot of it has curse words in it.
Interesting. That's such a shame. South Florida, clean up your act, all right?
Well, don't tell them to clean up. It's really my responsibility. I'm going to play it.
Grant, clean up your act. Let's play... I saw an article that said Chainsmokers are the new Nickelback.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a song from a South Florida rapper that is clean. Back in the day when he used to make clean edits.
Back in the good songs. Old days before they'd rely on curse words to spice up their music.
This is Denzel Curry, who's from South Florida. He has a 305 area code.
Excellent.
So if Moonlight was a real situation with real people.
Which it kind of was.
They would probably be listening to Denzel Curry. Or at least be aware of who he is. Or maybe not.
Because I don't know anyone from Salt Lake City, so and I'm from there.
It's not a really big rap scene, is there?
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, I'm sure they have music.
This is Zone 3 by Denzel Curry. And it's clean, Medford.
We're like trying to impress our parents. Well, mom. I feel like we can't get into any shenanigans now.
Yeah, we can't goof around.
We can't
just play whatever.
We can't play the best song of 2017.
This is dedicated to the memoir
and 2016.
Most of them victimized because the daily crackers be bamming and sending them down to the county face.
We can sort of push the envelope later on in the semester.
Yeah, once we've gained their trust.
Yeah.
Just say little going to the candy lady 25 for that frozen cup. Crackers be thinking they trapping, just posting a charger until they are ready to jump. Jump out the jump, no pulling your gun out. You better be sprinting the other way.
So
I
can get caught, but I now
run through alleyways all in Cherry Bay. It's real in the field. Either kids will be killed like BG, so I got a grip on the tech.
Can you do it? One little China man trying to PJ and trade for high wind. Next on a white seat,
one and raised on a three black land right by the 199. Put out the stick. This isn't a live audition. Catch him by sundown or downtown when he think the issue is serene. Got that boy when they shot that boy, then they put him in a trap when they
shot by the beans.
Yeah, what did you think it was?
That's like a funny noise. Like how Chance Shepard makes the noise
of
like,
hey. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's not like a vocal cue.
Okay.
It's a real ad-lib effect.
Interesting.
Welcome to South Florida, let that AK rip on the whole
made quad. So it's definitely less vulgar, but it's still pretty negative content. Maybe we can talk about, you know, church or something.
No. Actually, so Denzel Curry is talking about Carroll City. I'm curious to see how far Carroll City is from Liberty City.
Have you been to either of those places?
No.
Have you been to Florida?
I have.
Where?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Do they have rap there?
Yeah.
I've been to Disney World.
That's cool.
Was unimpressed. I once went to Disneyland as well, in California. For those who don't know.
Okay, so they're actually pretty close to each other.
That's cool.
Like a half hour drive. Carroll City is farther north of Miami than Liberty City.
Hmm.
Oh, we don't have to listen to that.
No, we don't. So anyway, I went to California. I went to Disneyland when I was like, I think 10-ish, maybe 11. And it was raining the whole time. And we wanted to go to SeaWorld, but I got a spider bite. And like, we're still not sure what kind of spider it was, but like my whole right leg like swelled up. It was crazy. It was kind of freaky too. I think I had a fever. It was like some
How
strange
old are you?
Infection. I was like 9, 10, 11, not sure, around there.
Cool.
My aunts were concerned. And that's why I've never been to SeaWorld. I'm glad y'all listened to that, Medford. If you want to call in and talk about it.
If you've been to SeaWorld or
yeah,
not.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Blackfish?
No, I haven't.
I have. It's pretty good. It's
about SeaWorld.
Damning. Yeah.
Yeah.
My aunt refuses to watch it because
she likes SeaWorld
dumb.
Too much?
Yeah, because she likes SeaWorld and she thinks it's just people making a big deal about nothing.
But she hasn't seen it.
She doesn't want to see it. She says it's stupid and she doesn't want to watch it. It's it's so dumb.
Have you seen The Cove?
No.
Cove is similar.
Is it like a documentary?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about dolphin hunting in Japan.
Oh. So adorable. Yours until the
We should listen to some more rap music.
Yeah, probably.
Have you? This isn't really, I would say, strictly hip hop, but Sampha's new album is really good. I
haven't heard it.
He's like a R&B singer from the UK. We'll listen to one of his songs.
Let's do it.
I'm sure it's all clean.
I'm certain, positive. Those UK people.
This is called, we'll listen to Cora Sings. This is off of Sampha's new album, Process.
Sounds good.
There's no one here for miles. It's just me in the burning sun. It's just me, myself and my gun, remembering the times. Oh, grapes on the vines. But with family I don't have the time to be questioning life. A mother needs a son, so she needs Daniel. We don't have to talk, I just need you here. But if you go away, please don't disappear. The heat is making light of a happy.
We're back. What did you think of that Sampha song, Medford?
I liked it. My name is Medford. Oh, cool. And it's me, Elliot. We're back.
We'll play more of that later.
Yeah.
It's a good album. Any other rap cross your radar? There's a new Big Sean album.
Oh,
every time we try to play a song of his, we end up playing the Dark Knight trailer for some reason.
It's so weird. Well, we can try it one more time.
It's called I Decided. Okay. I really think that's a terrible name for an album. It's sort of like a, it's like something DJ Khaled would say, like on his Snapchat. Like he would just have a whole day where he's like, "I decided."
Oh, okay. So he's like,
do you follow like Khaled on Snapchat?
I understand the phenomenon, but I do not follow him.
He'll sort of have days where he'll come up with a new catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite ones was when he said he spent like a whole day just like telling everybody, "My price went up." And not really explaining what that meant. I think it was like the day after he like did a late night show or something. Oh, like he had like a high profile appearance, and then he was just like, "My price went up."
So, he's asserting himself.
Yeah, like I decided is one of those. Where
I decided. Do you follow Jill Ozeri on Snapchat?
Yeah, he has a really absurd Snapchat.
It's so funny.
Have you heard like interviews with him?
No, I don't really know him very well.
So the like two things that I learned listening to interviews is that one, it's sort of like a compulsion for him to do these like ridiculous snap stories. Like for the first year that he did it, I don't know how long you've been following him. Like he did one every day.
Oh wow.
And then for like a whole year. And then after that he like only did them when he had good ideas, but like he can't stop like making them. And then the second one is that I think there's some sort of like TV show in the works.
Oh wow.
I'm not, he wants to do like a more absurdist
Snapchat's jackass. New media.
Yeah.
The stuff where he like keeps on like doing things, like the why nots.
Yeah, where they're like very destructive.
Yeah, they're so like unnerving where he's like dumping stuff in his car and like,
yeah,
like he slashed his own tires. Like why?
Some of them are also really, they must take like a lot of preparation. Like did you see the one recently where there's like an ongoing theme where he's like, the underlying story is that he's like an experiment and he keeps finding clues that like he's a clone or something.
I saw the one that was like yesterday. They were like, he woke up, it's like, oh no, not again. He finds his own body. Like,
yeah. And then he finds like a user manual of how to use himself. And the user manual is like really well done. It's all printed out with diagrams and stuff. Or he'll like Photoshop like fake candy boxes that like have his name on them. They're like really so involved. Much work. Yeah, it's so much work.
He must be getting money from it somehow.
I think he's like a writer for a TV show.
Oh, okay. So he's making the big bucks.
Maybe. Anyway, so we'll play a song from the new Big Sean album, I Decided. There's a lot of different options. It's 14 different tracks. I'm tempted to do one without a feature because I want to hear just the raw Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to listen to the intro because it's probably really stupid.
Most likely.
Okay, well, listen to this one. We can talk over it. It's called Jump Out the Window. I think it's clean. I think this is the clean version.
I hope so.
Oh, we'll find out really soon.
Where's Big Sean from?
Detroit? Think I'm ready to jump out the window. Turn that new that you with right back into your friend room. We already wasted too much time, and your time is the only thing I wish was mine. So yeah, I think I'm ready to jump out the window. Straight up, look. No, your mama didn't raise you to take no disrespect, yeah.
Alright, another piece of quality quality music on Rap Radio. Like
real queens know how to keep the game in check, yeah.
Disgusting.
What don't you like about it?
Everything.
You cried on my phone that whole night, that time he crossed the line, yeah. I went to straighten his ass out and you told me never mind, yeah.
The question isn't do we lay it, the question is do you lay yourself. You get the best advice to your friends and not take it for yourself. Remember when you used to come through and hit the Mario Kart and you always picked the princess, I realized you was princess way back then. We the best thing that never happened, but
I think I'm ready to jump out the window and turn that new that you with right back into your friend.
He chopped and screwed his own track.
We already wasted too much time, and your time is the only thing I wish was mine. So yeah,
I think I'm ready to jump out the window. You've been up at night, sleep deprivation. What's the hesitation? What's your reservation? You've been tripping, tripping with no destination. You need separation, you need recreation. Y'all been arguing every other day. Your friends gotta step in and break it up like chill, chill, chill. It's no need to turn this into Kill Bill. Look, funny we ran into each other while we leaving. You walked in with a perm and now your hair look like the weekends. I know that you've been needing clarity. Don't mean to sit you down and turn this into therapy, but you gave too much time to that boy Charity, hear me? I think I'm ready to jump out the window.
He thinks he's smart.
And turn that nigga that you with right back into your
he's
friend.
He's kind of funny, you know.
We already wasted too much time, and your time is the only thing I wish was mine. So yeah, I think I'm ready to jump out the window.
Jump out the window.
Look, I don't mean to sound like the jealous type, but you ought to know. I didn't mean you should get together sometimes on the low, low, low. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. I don't mean to sound like the jealous type, but you ought to know. I didn't mean you should get together sometimes on the low, low, low. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth, I gotta know. I gotta know. I gotta know.
That was a great Drake song.
Nice. Yeah, it felt pretty similar to him.
How many times do you think the unique phrase "Big Sean is my favorite rapper" appears on the internet?
Are you gonna? Can you put in quotation marks?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 100.
100.
Yeah.
All right. My guess is 5,000.
Okay.
3,110.
All right. Episode about even.
That's really not that many, though.
Yeah. Are they saying it sarcastically? It's like, I bet no one's ever said.
I mean, you have no way of knowing.
What if we search, I bet no one's ever said.
I mean, Big Sean is sort of on the sort of fame level as what artist is like comparably famous as Big Sean.
I have no idea. I've never heard of him before.
I guess that doesn't really help. He's probably like here's a way to measure it. The most popular streamed song for Big Sean on Spotify has 83 million.
Okay, so he's like kind of a big
the guy. Next one is 19 million and the next one is 12 million.
So he's a multi-hit wonder.
Yeah, so somewhere in like, I'd say his average is like 20 to 30 million. What's another rapper that you think is that popular? Is Chance the Rapper that popular?
Definitely.
His most streamed one, yeah, 119 million, 50 million, 36, 38, 31.
That's way higher, I'd say. Every one of them is higher.
Okay, so how many?
Let's do Run the Jewels. Do you think they're more or less popular?
I think they're less popular.
What? Dang it.
The most popular Run the Jewels is 3 million.
Pathetic.
Sorry, it's 4 million.
Wow.
Okay, how many times do you think someone has uniquely searched Chance the Rapper is my favorite rapper?
I would go with 80,000.
8 results. No one's ever said it.
What?
Chance the Rapper is my favorite rapper.
Oh, since you said it, only... say Chance is my favorite rapper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's 5,700.
Dang. I don't understand who's anything anymore.
I mean, Chance the Rapper is better than Big Sean. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, but like only 2,000 better? He should be like an order of magnitude better.
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
I mean... Okay, what's another artist that you think is comparably on Big Sean's level?
I don't know. I honestly, I'm confused. I don't understand anything anymore. God, rap sucks.
Maybe,
Quality radio time right now. Let's play any music. Let's play our favorite song.
What's your favorite song?
Oh, it came out in 2011-ish, I think.
Oh, no. We're not doing just favorite song ever.
Why not?
Why not favorite song that's come out in 2017?
I don't know any songs that's come out in 2017.
All right, look, if you're going to come on the radio...
I was told
you better
this is
be ready
one
to talk
hour
about music.
A week commitment.
Yeah, you got to still know stuff. You can't be reaching back to 2011.
This hurts my heart.
All right, let's see if I can find...
This is your responsibility. You know that. I provide the witty banter. You get the music.
Here I'm playing music. You just want to play music from 6 years ago.
It's not music even. It's a trailer.
Okay, so we're not listening to the Dark Knight trailer.
What? Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, there's a new Missy Elliott song. Let's play that. I like Missy
Elliott. Oh, I listened to that one.
Do you like it?
It's a little bass heavy.
Let's do Where They From by Missy Elliott.
Oh, I do like that song.
Yeah. Featuring Pharrell Williams.
Do you like the video for that one?
I do.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find a clean version. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Oh, hey, there's a picture on the wall here of the people he used to play right before us.
A year ago. Remember them?
No.
They're like old?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, last fall. A bunch of girls do it and it shouldn't look fun. That's how they do what we from. You know it don't start till one. That's how they do what it from. I'm so faded, no exaggeration. Back breaking like a percolation. What do you like about this song?
I'm a big fan of Missy Elliott. I think she's great. She's got a great name. Make the don't move fast, make you think you're drinking. Get to the flow, don't collect that dough. You better huddle up.
You like how bouncy it is?
Yeah, maybe like bouncy it is. I like Missy Elliott. I think it's funny that Pharrell Williams is in it.
I really don't like his verse.
Yeah, I know. I think he... I don't know if he's a rapper.
Didn't know he was a rapper.
I thought he just did it and I'm happy.
You know he used to be in a rap group with Kanye and Lupe Fiasco?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are both big deals.
Yeah.
Is he a big deal?
Pharrell?
Yeah. I know he's a big deal. Do you think Kanye is the most popular rapper?
Yeah.
How many times do you think Kanye is my favorite rapper?
50,000.
All right. Let's see it. Oh, no, no, 20,000.
9,350.
Nobody's... Wait, say what about Kanye West? And if I do, I just call the almighty
yellow star. God, lyrically, I'm... 13,800.
When I go by, smoking your eyes. What's like a result for Kanye West, my favorite rapper? It's like a blog? Is it like a...
This is a Facebook post? No, it's a Facebook fan page that you can like, and it's called Kanye West is my favorite rapper. 22 people have liked it.
Lyrically, I'm Optimus Prime. That's pretty lame.
He just starts off the verse poorly. I come into this like liquid.
Because he's flowing.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
But it's sort of a weird image.
It's sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Not the weirdest, though. Okay, anything else? Oh, hey, Jordan Rosenthal K, who I think is the only friend that I follow on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
I don't really do that Spotify thing. Must be listening to the new Migos album because he was listening to the track with Gucci Mane and now he's listening to Big on Big. So why don't we listen to a track from Culture?
So ever since Bad and Bougie was thanked at the whatever awards it was.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino.
Yeah.
I've heard of Migos like everywhere now.
Yeah, it was a really big boost for them.
It must have been massive.
It's crazy how them appearing in Atlanta didn't really get them anything.
It's just
it was when they were shouted out
when
for
they
appearing
spilled
in
out
Atlanta.
The joke. Cuz now they've been like on the top of the whatever for a long time, right? Like they're
yeah.
top of the charts.
It's a very popular song.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Although I shut it off after before Lil Uzi Vert's verse.
All right, let's hear the new one with Gucci Mane.
Yeah, it's called Slippery.
Let's do it. I'm sure it's completely clean.
Oh, there's a clean version on Spotify.
Let's do that.
We're listening to it right now.
It's so good. So fast.
Pop a perky, just a starter. Pop it, pop it, pop two cups of purple, just a warm up. Two cups, drink. I heard you, she got that water.
Splash. Two cups, drink.
Drip, drip, woo. Splash. Hey. Slippery, whoa, excuse me, please me. Arm up, oh, believe me, believe me. Believe me, get me.
Garen's been playing a lot of Princess Nokia.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I really like her.
On my radar watch.
She has a really good the Tomboy song he likes a lot. Yeah. There's other good songs that aren't that one. She has a really good interview with V-Files that I can't play on the radio. But I'll show it to you like right after the show.
Alright.
Actually, I'll just play it right now. We'll listen to the rest of it.
Come out and play, let's have fun. Big scales, fish scale, big weight, fish, iceberg, ice tray, woo, plug call. Try the front, I don't need it, I don't need it. Pocket strong, wrist anemic, strong, get freezing, yawn, pay your dealers, grandma, auntie Epic, auntie Nisa, Uncle Bo, auntie Greta, sir, you Perkins, auntie Eva, if she got a pound, she might just serve it. Pop a perky, just a starter. Two cups of purple, just a warm up. Two cups of drink. I heard you, she got that water. Splash, drip, drip, woo. Splash. Hey. Slippery, whoa, excuse me, please me. Please. Arm up, oh, believe me, believe me. Believe me, get beat, beat. Cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
Hey, I'll say, hey, slippery. She numbing me, that tongue on me. Bam. Honestly, she with me, a wife to be. In Italy, bought her a fur, look like the wildebeest. Just chill with me, shit is no worry, it is a bill to me. It ain't nothing. I pull up Diablo, I pull up with models, I gave her her first Philippe. We going for throttle, she swallowed the bottle, I'm all on her ovaries. I gave her some dollars, I Gucci the collar, now she can't get over me. Hey. She wanna dose with me, dope. Just hop in the ghost with me. Perky and Molly don't f*** with nobody, deep in silence. Running your house with pumps in the shadows, your mama might be up inside it. Bah. Cars robotic, bad b- with a body, but really don't care nothing about it. Capping and popping, I seen a little mushy. I could have pulled up and just shot you. It's a jungle, I let them survive.
Pop it, perky, just a starter. Pop it, pop it, pop two cups of purple, just a warm up. Two cups, drink. I heard you, she got that water. Splash, drip, drip, woo. Splash. Hey. Slippery, whoa, excuse me, please me. Please. Arm up, oh, believe me, believe me. Believe me, get beat, beat. Cause I'm flexing Rory's. You can bet on me.
Diamonds, I'm dripping, but not slipping. I threw a quarter, what the? But now I'm not tripping. Blue got it on forges, and all I'm not crippin'. I buy Ferraris like Jordans. I'm Mike and y'all Pippin. Chillin', just me and my millions. They all in they feelings. I spoil them like they chillin'. So persistent.
You just watched a funny video of Princess Erica.
Yeah, yeah, I would rate it highly. You can't see it on the radio, but you know, look for words you can't say in Princess Nokia.
It's an interview with V-Files.
Dead shot. AK make your head rock. Red dot. Retro
Adro dead stop. Stop. That was good. That's very 21 Savage. He does that a lot.
Take up, I'm your man, dog. Take up. Leg lock. The key, I got unlocked the box. What's in that box? Don't tell them they might show the cops. Wrist watch. Abnormal, so I flood the clock. Money flop. Panties drop. That's when the two pop. Free my pop. John Wick. Till they free us. The
cops. Hey, John
they
Wick.
Know I geek a lot. They don't know
I have you seen that movie? Ain't been such no a funny movie. They think I've been sleeping. It's like it's not supposed to be funny. They think I'm dumb. The movie. It's they John Wick. I see the plot. See it.
What's it about?
It's like a super duper action-y movie starring Keanu Reeves. And it's this kind of like alternate reality sort of thing where like crime is like really, really important to the city. And like they pay for everything with like these gold coins. That you get for killing someone and like you can pay to like dispose of a body or something.
What? Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
It's so absurd. like everything's like in slow mo and like really over the top violence. You should watch the trailer.
Whoa, they made a sequel.
Yes,
it's coming out this year.
It's coming out soon. That's why there's all this buzz about it.
But, John Wick.
Yeah.
Don't light him off
or something. Like the whole problem starts out like he's this super famous assassin in the underground.
Yeah, a retired hitman seeking vengeance for the theft of his vintage car and the killing of his puppy.
Steal his car and kill his dog. And then he goes and kills everyone and like it's mine. Oh, seriously.
This is mine.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool. I had no idea who the Migos were shouting out when they said John Wick.
Yeah, you should play the trailer. But it's
exciting. Someone should ask them about John Wick. They've obviously seen the movie.
Yeah, probably.
They get asked about a lot of average things. It'd be funny if they just did a whole 3 minutes on why they like John Wick so
much. What do you think about the filmography of John Wick? And it's like so over the top, and like the ending is like rainy, like at night, and they're like they have swords and they're fighting each other. And
let's watch the trailer.
Yeah, let's do it. I bet it'll be good radio.
We like to play a lot of visual things. All right.
I don't know what the second trailer looks like yet. So
we're just gonna listen. Jeez, it's a 3 minute trailer.
Okay. Well, maybe get the whole plot.
I'm up.
This is different music than they play in the.
Oh, it's vintage car.
Yeah.
What does he live in, an airplane hangar?
He just practices driving, I guess. This part wasn't kind of clear. He has his dog.
Nice ride.
Thanks.
With the angry Russians.
How much?
Excuse me.
How much for the car?
She's not for sale.
You have good day, sir.
Daisy.
It's like essentially unprompted.
I lost everything. That dog was a final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter? It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
And they're all really afraid of him all the time.
The nobody?
That nobody.
Oh my God.
It's John Wick.
It's like, yeah.
You working again?
No, just sorting some stuff out. Task your crew.
And they're all okay with him killing people?
As many as you have.
Hey, John.
And everyone betrays him.
I gotta let myself in.
People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
I'm not afraid of John Wick.
Uh-huh. How good's your laundry?
No one's that good.
I thought not.
Like, the number one praise for the movie was, like, it knows what it is.
That's great. Now I really want to talk to the Migos about John Wick.
Yeah, you should tweet them. Tweet at them. I think they referenced it. I'm not sure. I might have just, you know, imagined that. But.
No, I 100%. They have a song called John Wick.
Oh, well, you should definitely ask. Definitely ask that. Very important.
Maybe Melisma could swing that.
You think so?
Yeah. Just be like a really specific ask. We want to interview the Migos about John Wick.
I don't know what the second one's going to be about. I'm kind of curious. I guess they can go anywhere they want. I guess it's another dog.
I don't really care. I just want 3 minutes of like Offset, Takeoff, and Quavo being like, oh yeah, John Wick is our favorite movie. Let's listen to John Wick.
We should watch John Wick. I would definitely watch it a second time.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch it too.
I really enjoyed it.
All right, this is John Wick by Migos. You're listening to 91.5 Medford, WMFL. This is the Rap Radio Hour. This song might have a few curse words, so I'm gonna try to mute them as best as I can.
I just dress in all black with my gun, man.
Ooh.
John Wick. All black, one gunman. John Wick, that's a bad man. All black, one gunman. John Wick. All black, one gunman. John Wick.
John Wick.
All black, one gunman. John Wick. Whoop. All
black. All right, I'm done. I don't want to risk what's coming next.
One gunman.
How much did John Wick gross? Is it like a well-grossing movie?
Famous movie? I don't know. I think it did pretty well. But it made a sequel, so it's going to do all right.
So $20 million budget, and it grossed 86.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good. Good returns for John Wick. Okay, so it's not like, this isn't like an obscure movie.
No, but like it's definitely like...
I'm just wondering how it came across Migos and why they chose that to be like really infatuated with.
I don't know.
Because like they could have done the same thing about Die Hard.
Yeah, this is a really well done modern like Hitman sort of movie.
I mean, there's a movie called Hitman.
Yeah, that was terrible. It was so bad.
John Wick doesn't sound very good either.
No, it is very well done. Like it does not stray at all from its goal. It's amazing.
Just all right.
It's like, you know how like Mad Max was really good. Like it knew exactly what it wanted to be, and like it executed that cleanly. And there were like some other themes to the movie. This had like no themes. It was just revenge is good. Which
I
is
get
like
it.
The wrong theme, even. Like.
Yeah. Okay. I see its appeal. Yeah. I don't not want to watch it.
Oh man, you have to watch it as soon as you can.
I'm really into what the Migos think and what they see of it.
One gunman.
There's like evil Russian mobsters, and like man. There's a hotel only for hitmen.
What?
You pay with a gold coin. John Wick, that's a bad man. And there's like a part where he gets hurt a lot, and then like he pays for like the hotel doctor to come and see him.
Yeah.
And he gives him these pills, like you can take them and you'll be fine, but it might hurt, it might kill you. Like it's like the super pills. And then it's like it'll like numb his pain or something, and his arm's broken. And then like 20 minutes later he takes them. And then he's just fine for the rest of the movie. it just cures him. Bow,
man. All black, one gun man. John Wick.
John Wick.
Gone. One man.
One.
Huncho.
Huncho.
Truckload.
Truckload.
Ammo.
Ammo.
All black. Suit and tie. Don't move in camo.
Camo.
Gloves on. No Evie.
No Evie.
Trigger finger. Forever ready.
Ow.
One man. Out the jungle, one machete, turn you to spaghetti. One bullet, one headshot. It's sad to say it made his legs lock.
He kills so many people too. There's like at least 100 deaths in the movie. Have you seen those montages of like every Quentin Tarantino kill ever?
Yeah.